Welcome to the Lauder Podcast. This is Mae Cowick, and I'm sitting here with John Collins from the Spanish program. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today, John.
My pleasure.
John is going to talk to us about coming to Lauder from a military background. So, John, you earned your degree, undergraduate degree at the U.S. Naval Academy. What inspired you to seek your education there?
I had decided during high school that I would like to serve in the military. As I neared my undergraduate decision, I felt that the Naval Academy offered the most complete education for what I was looking for, more in terms of the academic program, physical rigor, and leadership development that they provided. For someone who had not traveled extensively, Naval Academy also provided a unique opportunity to begin experiencing the world outside of the Midwest of the United States.
Could you tell me a bit about your experience in the Navy? How did your experience prepare you for studying at Wharton and Lauder?
Well, although I'm now looking to change directions professionally, I truly enjoyed my experiences in the Navy. I feel as though my time in the Navy allowed me to grow both professionally and personally. A personal benefit of my experiences was the opportunity for extensive travel and living overseas. With regards to preparing for the Wharton experience, I believe my military training aided me tremendously in developing my time management skills and in honing my leadership abilities, both of which are essential to succeeding in the Wharton environment. I believe my experiences in the military also exposed me to working with people with a variety of ages and ethnicities, as well as different socioeconomic, religious, and cultural backgrounds. When entering the Lauder program, maintaining an open mind and having an appreciation for the accomplishments and experiences of a very diverse group of students is definitely paramount.
What was the transition like as you moved from being in the military to being a student?
I felt as my transition was remarkably smooth. I believe Lauder played an important role in this. Since our first classes began a few months in advance of the rest of the MBA candidate, I was able to kind of gradually immerse myself into the student life. Additionally, the smaller group atmosphere of Lauder allowed my close-knit friends to really develop a bond while we were helping each other shift focus from the corporate and public sectors into the student world. Although I believe I was well prepared for the change, I think as a veteran, the most important aspect of my transition was gaining a better understanding of my peers' experiences and the skill sets they had. I truly believe that this has been an essential part of my class developing a mutual respect and also the key to just being successful in this environment.
What advice would you give to people in the military who are thinking about applying to Lauder?
I believe other military veterans should be aware of the talents and interpersonal skills that they possess because of their unique experiences. If applying to the Lauder program, they should definitely be prepared to be open about their adventures in the military, as classmates will be curious and want to know more. More importantly, veterans need to be aware that probably their greatest asset over the next 2 years will be their classmates and the wealth of knowledge that they are able to provide from their own experiences. The Lauder program provides a tremendous venue for the exchange of ideas and beliefs in an environment that fosters mutual respect and understanding. Whether discussing different cultural nuances or industries or business practices, my classmates have proved to be an invaluable source of information. So I would say the most important advice I could give to veterans is that they need to be open-minded and prepared to look at issues from entirely different perspectives.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to me today.
My pleasure, May.
And thank you for listening.